Within the Buddhist systems, there are four ways of investigating phenomena, of examining phenomena. One is called, the first one was? The first is to look into what functions an object performs, not necessarily in any
way.
One is to investigate by way of reasoning based on valid proof. Then another is to investigate by what kind of function the object performs, such as that fire burns or that water moistens. Then the next is to look into dependence, as in causation. And then the last is the reasoning of looking into just the nature of the object, which is not
present.
It's just that something is naturally so, it's not.
So, I'm going to say that the people who are in the world are not going to be able to do this.
I think that there are probably many things that have to be understood in the context of the fourth type of procedure, that of is just being the nature of something to be so.
It's very
clear that the various pleasures and pains that we undergo come to exist in dependence upon our own former actions.
For instance,
if one harms someone else, then because that the nature of that action is of bringing harm to a sentient being, the result naturally is that the effect back to oneself is of harm. It is similarly so with helping another sentient being, because its nature is of bringing benefit, the answer in return is of benefit to oneself. If one asks why does consciousness have a nature of consciousness, of experience, why does the physical have a nature of the physical, one can look into substantial causation, their respective substantial causes and cooperative conditions, but when you move the question back and back, it's probably just that it's the nature of consciousness to be an entity of experience.
Since
it is the case that if you posit a beginning to consciousness, there is much damage by reasoning to that position. For instance, that an entity of that is luminous and cognitive would be produced by something that does not have, that is not an entity of luminosity and cognition. Since there are many such damages to that position, it is favorable to take the position that there is no beginning to consciousness. Then with regard to particles of matter also, it probably is the case that consciousness can serve as a cooperative condition of matter in the process of producing it, but the substantial cause of matter must be again something material, must be produced from something of similar type.
So that under Tango, the galaxy,
So now, for instance, if we consider our own galaxy or this world system of 1 billion worlds, there's a first, what do you say, in the presentation, there are aeons of vacuity, then aeons of formation, then aeons of abiding, and then aeons of destruction. And this series of four goes on and on and on, over and over again without end.
Chazakata, Toma and Kazure, Gabangaman Jinim, Chimamasha, Rindaria, Tombe Gavash de Yarwa, that to do Zane, Jedangaranza, that Turkis of a Chagbe gave it to Zugi, element to Chazanji, the Jujish to the Gurwa. Basic particle to the Gurwa, Tombe gave it in the Yogurwa.
I'm wondering whether during that period of the aeons of vacuity, since the substances, the particles, the substances that go to produce the particles of the period of formation, since those basic particles or substances must, I'm wondering whether they would be there at that time, or I'm thinking that since they must be there at that time, the mention of particles of space might refer to this.
Twelve billion years
have passed since the bang. So then there needs to be some explanation of prior to this, what were the causes and conditions that gave rise to this?
Taya, Nanjo, Konda Toki, Penalty several tree things, several made things, several side things are the negative things you are. Things in tea, yet the negative social journal of the day, and she showed you to her. That doesn't tell any Nanjo, casually, things in the top damage you on the yard. That's the Tasha and Kaurisha.
Then also, there are yogis who meditate what are called the earth totality, water totality, and so forth, in which all that appears is just earth or just water, and so forth. In those, these are phenomena that are produced through the power of yoga, and it's very difficult to explain them. There will be no limit to explaining them. For instance, this thing is, we do have to posit solidity, right? This is solid.
The number tamjedu, you do conditional debate in a solid vessel, Marwa.
But is it something that is solid in all respects, in terms of all situations?
So that does also show you what we do.
Thus, it can only be posited as solid in relation to a particular situation.
That is.
Is it not inconsistent to say there are three kinds of appearance, since all appearances and all life are itself just illusion? If you say there are different kinds of appearance, a mere appearance of the object, appearance of the object is inherently existent. How can you make such a difference? Because everything is illusion, isn't it? Meaning probably everything doesn't exist. Or
We
can speak of many different types of discrepancies between the way things appear and the way they actually subsist. For instance, something that is actually impermanent can appear to be permanent. That thus there's the conflict between the way it actually is and the way it appears. Also, sometimes things that are actually suffering appear to be sources of pleasure, pleasurable. That type of conflict between what appears and what actually is. In this case, I was speaking about, in relation to the final reality, that objects appear to inherently exist, but lack such inherent existence, that there is this sort of discrepancy. This something will probably come up on this matter later. I don't understand the question, but perhaps you will. How does belief or disbelief relate to ignorance? How does it relate to ignorance? What connection does it have to ignorance? So, mostly we have belief that objects inherently exist. They appear to inherently exist, and we have belief in them as inherently existent. That sort of belief is induced by ignorance. When is desire cause and when is desire effect? When is desire itself a cause and when is desire itself an effect? For instance, desire can serve as a cause of moments of desire, of later moments of desire. Thus, it would be a cause, and those moments, later moments of desire, would be desires that are effects of the previous cause. Thus, that in relation to which it is considered a cause, and that in relation to which it is considered an effect are different. There's no harm in its being both cause and effect. What practical ways are there for purifying guilt that arises from the causes of previous lives, that arises from bad actions in previous lives? Yes. This should be coming up later. But basically it is to engage in disclosure of those ill deeds.
Then also you see while you're growing the deeper experience or deeper, how to say, I think deeper wisdom increase, now our mind becoming purer and purer. So that's the one of the one of the, what do you say, means to purify, right?
Okay. If one has formed a predisposition in one's mind toward an action, must you inevitably complete it, or is there a way out? If you have a predisposition, is there a way to change it?
당구했을 때 그대로 좋지. 당구했을 때. 땡큐 하잖아. 그 땡큐 할줄 알아? 땡큐 하고 또 뒤집기 하면 돼. 또 그래도 쓰고.
I think it means if a person has done some action in the past and a potency or predisposition has been established in the mind to bring out some kind of effect, do you have to undergo the effect? Or is there a way to stop it?
나무 박자였어요,이나.
여봐.
나를 말길 가다 상행이 그게 박자이더라. 띠왕 충돌. 띠용 그래. 인지 미지 띠 코라 가소래. 그냥 깬식도 채니고 박자였어요, 그 아래. 최신의 깬도 마차베 차이 그래. 그냥 깬 채베 이나 깬 채베 오도 그냥 규주도야. 그냥 깬 신식이 떡이. 그다음에 대부도 대부 미야기 깬칭에게 깬 딜레 누가 채지기 뒤 가소래 그게 그냥 개경이 깬 채비나 해도 주루.
If one is able to bring about a condition that is more powerful in terms of overwhelming that type of karma, it can be overwhelmed.
띠용 그래. 야바나 샤바차바도다 겐 신지 떡지 코 다침베 용그르라 다메나야 야 루구르기 겐 떡샤 신지 차바 인자 대야 디긴 데부 리시미모도 신 땡이므로
For instance, through disclosure and contrition and virtuous activity aimed at purifying a bad action, one can purify that action or even if it's not purified can diminish its force such that even if you meet with a condition that would have caused that karma to become activated, it won't become activated.
당연히 대샤가 말이죠.
Let's leave it at that.
당연히 안 되지. 영화 중에 대시부터 마실게. 말해.
Let's go down and finish the 12 branches.
다들이 민수 다드네 시범 민수 응아봐 계실 내용이 말이야.
Then the fifth are the six sources.
다디 아데 텔리야 르미나라 강동 좀 틀어 봐.
And depicting it is an empty house.
자 패지 드리시면 좋습니다. 계지기 내걸이야. 원부 고디디다. 다 안에 내지 시샤체. 봐. 내지 시샤체니 간다 원부 고디디야 되윤도 전에. 아니, 지 미기 계지 세아로다. 간다 계지 고디 되베 그도 디샤버리. 근데 인도 안다. 레베 텐디시나는 고초줄 봐. 디젤 용걸 봐. 진짜 용한 남신 숨 듄이. 아니, 유 용수 쩨베. 레바 안다 마기군. 원복 것대봐. 다 디삼 다 진리지기다 뒤주리 샤윤데 그 강보동 받는 신지 실로기 점지리 예배체 이네 나로란데 시에베 누버로 차산디 다 계시 차산선 시행만로 아시 루시란데 뜨는게 가시도 연데 그러다 지용신 송용데 늦지 있어요.
The reason probably why an empty house is used as the symbol depicting the sources are that these are the sources of consciousness, the inner sources, the eye sense, ear sense, a nose sense, tongue sense, body sense, and in general, they're not, although this is a time when the organs are developing and into a nearly mature state, they aren't at a point where they're functioning. Thus, up until that period when contact comes about, that is to say the contact of object sense power and consciousness, this period is named sources. After this comes contact, the sixth member of dependent arising.
Then, yuche, chi, ta, sukdala, sukdhichiru se aru, tadege, kandachi sani, sukdhichiru yuche. Ene, nange ini, migo ombo to naya ombo se aage, ombo diche. Wa, ene, yu wanche. Ta dithale ya, ene, sheba ngame, ta dhema thakin che ni, ene, migi sheba ne, iji sheba paage, sheba diri ya. Kene, yonbe kable ya, ta yu, ombo, ombo tala tembe, rangrangeta sheba diri che ni, yuhan namshe sun dube ta ne, yu yi to onwa ta, nuwa ta, parma sun yonsu jeba. Ta, kazuri.
Contact is that point at which, or those points at which object, sense power, and consciousness come together. The objects are the five objects of visible forms, sounds, odors, tastes. Visible forms, sounds, odors, tastes, objects of touch, and then the five organs, and then... And the sixth, there are six objects. Those five plus phenomena that are not included in those five, and then the six senses. And when there is an object, a sense power, and a former moment of action of consciousness that can act as an immediately preceding condition, then a consciousness is generated. Contact is that factor that distinguishes or thinks of the object as pleasurable, painful, or neutral.
That the kin sum jan zom yadi, jidan sheba kialia, at the kin sum zom kigiri. Sheba ti, kazuri, turn hanging up at the kialia, begin to shake.
So consciousness is produced by way of having three conditions. The first is called the observed object condition, and it is the object that causes the consciousness to be generated into having the aspect of that object. Then there's the dominant condition, and it is that which causes a particular consciousness to be able to apprehend only its respective type of object and not some other type of object. And the fact that consciousness is produced as an experiential entity is due to an immediately preceding consciousness that is called the third type of condition, the immediately preceding condition. Because there is a meeting with an object and a distinguishing of it, symbol used in the picture is that of a kiss. The meaning of contact is contact means meeting.
Now,
contact then would be is posited as that period in which there's this meeting of object sense power and consciousness and a distinguishing of the object as pleasurable, painful, or neutral, but prior to the production of feeling.
Oh yeah. That's it. Mingsu che. Mingsu, Yeji, Rekwa. That's it. Rekwe, Yu, Yongsu, Chevele. Any, Yu, the Jesu, Tumbe, Kazo, that's all I did to Daniel Sun Yonder. That's the chef. Didn't it? So I attend the chef.
Then the seventh branch of dependent arising feeling is posited as that factor which experiences pleasure, pain, or neutral feeling. The boundaries of this seventh branch in one system is posited as from the point of the experience of pleasure, pain, or neutral feeling to the point of experiencing the pleasure of copulation. The picture depicting feeling is this one of the arrow of an eye pierced by an arrow.
The man's a miglia, Casuripena, toss a matachumi nip, shuji, gaging chumuji nip, misujungarwa, but dinner in Chinese you saw that, but I saw to do Tabakulia better. She, Missuru Chimbuyon Daji. Saw a dawa, that did a turning some shook chumbuji. Mindo and the Sebashu Chimbuyon Daji, that can actually be Sushu Chumbuji da, to me in delicate chope, Casu, the Lord Chang Nichi, got a toss.
Now, the reason why feeling is symbolized by an arrow piercing the eye is that the eye is such that even a very small condition will cause a great deal of feeling. So, in the same way, I lost it.
Very effective.
No matter what kind of feeling we have, pleasurable, painful, or whatever, we can't stay still with it. It's very effective. It drives us. So that's feeling. The next is attachment.
That's it.
Now both the eighth and ninth members, attachment and grasping are types of desire.
In Nansigi, Daja Shuch, Adore, Dajagata, Rigiglia, Shuchu and Kabjida, Shuchere Kabjig, Kabni Chavashavi.
And the difference between them is that the first is a phase of desire that is weaker in force. And the second, grasping, is a phase of desire that's stronger.
That's similar, isn't it? How do I do? But I'm doing this, isn't it? It's CBS Seba. Come on, it's CBS Seba. It's CBS Seba. It's very important. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going
There are different divisions of attachment. For instance, desirous attachment that's associated with the desire realm. There is, it might be desire for existence, which is desire that's associated with the upper realms, the form and formless realms.
Yeah, 토동엘라 가솔다 지방 댄드기 다드베 세바시체니 텔레 직시스 가드리셰
In one type of interpretation, desirous attachment is desire for pleasurable feelings. And then a second type of desire is destructive desire, which means a wish to be separated from painful feelings. And then the third one, like attachment to mundane existence or cyclic existence, or is explained as attachment to the mental and physical aggregates that are appropriated through a contaminated process of causation.
That do rumulia. Oh, rekwa. Changtong ni mare, yuwa.
And the picture depicting attachment is of a person drinking beer. This is easy to understand, isn't it? No matter how much one drinks of beer, even though it makes you fat, and you don't want to be fat, you keep drinking it and drinking it and drinking it, there's no satisfaction. Thus, attachment is something that that increases desire without any satisfaction.
Shiva Mingsu Gumne Ta Lambet Dendrik Parbodu Shasha.
And the boundaries are from the time of the fourth branch, name and form, up to the ninth branch, grasping.
Siva. Tadine Lambalia Lamba Shindo Tua.
Then grasping is depicted by a.
Is it a monkey?
A monkey taking fruit. Taking fruit. It is the taking of an object that one desires.
There
are four different types of grasping. The first is grasping at desires. The second is grasping at views of self. The third is grasping at bad systems of conduct, of ethics, of bad systems of ethics and conduct. And the fourth is the remaining types of bad views, grasping at those bad views.
Chani, tadi tawa shi, anda tawa shi, sorry, anda lamba shi sunya di, nyawa lamba shi sunya di, peji, anda jidang chani, ta, jidang pepe wandu chani, ta, kimbe wandu chaba, ta, ene, yang, ta, bina changju dana yang, yang, chang, tawa chini wandu sunya di, di legi yang changju dana yang wandu chaba, di legi yang sa.
Lamba jidang.
Ha.
Lamba jidang.
Jidang. Lamba shi. O, kimba, jidang shi chani, wa.
These graspings can be described in terms of ordinary householders on that level. It can be then described in terms of those who have left the householder life but are being celibate and and have an erroneous view, but have an erroneous view.
Ta, pena, double on the shadow tear. Tawa change about logotchi, you know, that did come calling Yagi last Sunday, you did lamber the Tishina, has a team member, number Savage, number Shandachi.
For instance, a person who has become free of, temporarily free from, desire with respect to the desire realm, but but and has a the correct view.
That did you in come calling ya, come congi, Kashure.
And if that person was seeking to be reborn in a higher realm, in a form of formless realm, some grasping would be required. So thus there are many levels. Thus, because there is this type that isn't included, one can see that the four types of grasping don't include all types of grasping, and thus the four are set forth only in order to overcome wrong ideas, not in order to exclude any other possibility. Now, in dependence upon name and form, sources, contact, and feeling, for instance, one generates attachment. Attachment to remaining with a pleasurable object and the attachment of seeking to separate from painful objects. When this type of attachment is produced over and over again and in strong form, there's a grasping to the desired object. And this type of action and grasping serve to charge up or actualize a potency established, a karmic potency established in the consciousness. It serves to charge up or activate a potency established by an action in the consciousness. Now, when that karma, when that predisposition established in the mind is nourished or charged up by attachment and grasping, such that it has the capacity to produce the next lifetime, at that point, it is called existence, the tenth member. The picture depicting this is of a pregnant woman.
So that there were young six children, and the 다 뒤춘지르지. 안데 껴와 치면 두야 말이 껴와 치면 두야 다 누가 찾아 뵙게 쉬어지로 찾아져 봐. 자 시베든지.
Just as at this point the karmic potential what he said the karma that will produce the next lifetime is fully potentialized but is not yet manifest. So the pregnant woman has a child inside the womb which has not yet come out.
주바시베제. 다 주바시베텔이야. 아니. 다 탱기월로는 다시 시베모르진 자되어다. 레시비 시베진 자되어래. 다 가다 레게 민딱거래.
In existence here, in any case, is a state of karma, or of that predisposition established in the consciousness that's fully potentialized.
That is, this area, that juicy boy, jawale, jawale, tende. Or that any other, this siba tele ya, ya nangsi ki dimi, kasa chukut.
This tenth member, so-called existence, lasts from the time of the fully potentialized karma up to the beginning of the next lifetime. Within it, there are two divisions by time. One level, which is called perhaps directional, in that it is directed toward going to the next lifetime. And then the other level is called the level of having entered, of being in the process of actually entering. This refers to this potentialized karma at the time of the intermediate state between the two lifetimes. Then the 11th is the dependent arising of birth. As a picture depicting yes on the it's
sibet tende on the tuma yote ba ti tuma negob tele ta tuma negob tele shantu jute ba ta ma chibong no sebe kap te da
is a woman actually giving birth the meaning probably is that in the previous one there was a pregnant woman who now is changing state
ta de ne chuni ba ge shi tende
Then the 12th is the dependent arising of aging and death.
No, Kawa tell ya, you're Nancy Nishani. You're so Nyambe Kawas Nichida, Kazadi. You're Tibet Kawas. You're Tibet Kawas.
Then there are two types of aging. One, which is the momentary disintegration that takes place immediately after the moment of birth or conception. So thus, every moment on for the rest of the life. And then there's another, which is called leading. And then the other type of aging is of complete deterioration, which is the usual type of aging that we're used to in the world, becoming old.
And it's true.
Then there's death.
That day, Palia, and it's a man, Dabata. Oh, you got all the big Dabat said, and many of the Mindubo taught about that, and they get to me another day on the day.
And in between all of, in between these, there is there are cries of sorrow, all sorts of suffering, getting what you don't want, not getting what you do want.
So you see, our life begin the type of you see a kind of suffering when you are how to say born. Then the end. Is it death? That also the suffering type, a type of suffering. And between there, we see illness, or all different kinds of, I mean, old age, and all different kinds of, how to say, unfortunate things. Yeah. Now that is the Sanskrit, they are say, out of Four Noble Truth, you see, suffering truth, the dukkha, which we do not want. We want to overcome this, that state or that problem. Now you see, it is important to investigate whether there is any way to overcome or not. Now, in order to understand that, you see, it is very important to investigate what is the cause of the, I mean, of that, you see, that thing. Then the explanation of this whole explanation comes.
That it derives back to the initial stage of ignorance.
That tendu kuzu digi, tendu kuzu digi, mazuda kyon rotan tu senda shiaswa. That dungi jigi, tada and anzulda, yonrazi, they are dungi jigi, that duksia deyun to tao to the maribotu.
So this explains the origin of the type of suffering that we're undergoing, that its root meets back to ignorance.
Now you see, within, you see, within minutes, we may create, unless, you see, I mean, as long as ignorance, which is the seed of suffering,